Charles Booker is also one of the state's most prominent progressive leaders and has built a loyal grassroots movement. Charles, I'm sorry if you feel out of place here. There's no hood or no holler. Neither one of these in Fancy Farm. He's run statewide before, built passionate grassroots following, and now he's back for another shot at the Senate. Now, as I stand here on this stage, Charles, I'm sweating from my hood to my down under. So I'd like to ask a big favor. Whatever you're going to do with ICE, put an exemption in for the first Saturday in August, because we need ICE here at Fancy Farm today. We love this weather. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Charles Booker.
How y'all doing, Fancy Farm? You today. It is a privilege to be on this stage. I thank God for this opportunity, and even if you boo, I'm going to make sure you have high quality health care. Now listen, Rand Paul stood on the stage this year. He had a lot of courage. He was too afraid to face me last time he sent his wife to do his dirty work. Now don't blame him for being too scared to face me. But he'll work with me when I get to the Senate, and we can work to stop endless war, because I don't care what your party is. If you care about Kentucky, you got an ally in me. Now, family, the last time I was on this stage, we were still navigating a historic storm. Floods in the east, a tornado in this region. And at that moment, we didn't ask what your party was. We rolled up our sleeves, put on our work boots, and said, how do you need help? How can I show up for you? That's what we need in our politics now. And as your nominee for United States Senate, I'm ready to roll up my sleeves for you. I'm ready to get my shoes dirty for you, because that's what family does. And listen, this work is so important because we're still dealing with storms, rising costs, our loved ones being sent to endless war, and the corruption of a robber baron like Elon Musk becoming a trillionaire, trying to ram data centers in our backyards and ignoring the voices of regular people. Kentuckians are hurting. And in the midst of all of it has been Mitch McConnell and Andy Barr. Now, to my Republican family, let me say something to you. Even Thomas Massie said this. Republicans run everything in Washington. You got the House, the Senate, and the White House. What has that done for you? They've delivered nothing. Andy Barr has been a failure in the Congress. And we're not going to reward mediocrity by promoting him to the U.S. Senate. No, we're not going out like that. We're going to replace Mitch McConnell by retiring his puppet in Andy Barr. Now, I know you don't know who Andy Barr is. He never shows up for you. I know you don't know who he is. So let me tell you. No, he's not the Andy that gets things done. This Andy is a bit of a fraud. He's a charlatan. Andy Barr has been a shapeshifter. He's been a moderate Republican, and now he's trying to cosplay like he wants to make America great again. Cut the act, Andy Barr. Nobody's buying it. Andy Barr is a weak version of Mitch McConnell and a bootleg version of Donald Trump. Andy Barr is the Nate Morris of Matt Bevin's. The man is a joke. Andy Barr is a status quo politician who would rather fund endless war and protect the Epstein files instead of stand up for you. Now, I know one thing. All of us agree in protecting our children. So why would Andy Barr refuse to push for the release of the Epstein files? I will never support child predators. I will never protect pedophiles. And folks, one of the worst things about it all is Andy Barr knows better. Mitch McConnell, okay, wait a minute. Where in the world is Mitch McConnell? What is going on with Mitch McConnell? I was the first person to call for transparency. And instead of speaking up for Kentucky, Andy Barr has been quiet as a church mouse. He refuses to say anything. Now, Kentucky, one thing we hate more than bullies is cowards. The only person that's radical in this Senate race is Andy Barr. In this campaign was to put an ad on TV saying it's a sin to be white. That is crazy. Come on. Andy, let me help you. It's not a sin to be who God created you to be. It's not a sin to stand in your faith. But it ought to be a sin to be that desperate. Come on. Folks, we are sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm not running to trash talk Andy that look. I'ma beat him, but it's still my brother. And I'm still gonna fight for you in Washington. I know that we're hurting, and that's why I'm here. I am standing up because I've seen so many Kentuckians go through the same struggles I have. I've rationed my insulin to feed my children. And if you are fed up with the status quo, I'm asking you to stand with me. So in my closing, we are up against it, Kentucky, but we know how to navigate the storms, and that's what we need to do right now. And if you are ready for a Kentucky that you can actually afford, stand with Booker and give Barr the boot. If you are ready, if you're ready for good quality health care so everyone has the same health care that Mitch McConnell's getting right now, stand with Booker and give Barr the boot. If you believe that housing is a human right, if you care about our veterans, if you care about our farmers, if you're sick and tired of these tariffs, stand with Booker and give Barr the boot. If you're ready to drain the swamp, let's get rid of the status quo. Kentucky, I love you. I thank God for the chance to represent you. And even if you don't vote for me, I'm going to fight for you because I'm tired of seeing Kentucky be disregarded. Mr. McConnell screwed us over long enough. This is our time. Love y'all.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit
the road. Thank you, Charles.